Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
In on a Wednesday, along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler, Brian Williams, B-Dub producing. You pick the music on a Way Back Wednesday at 913-586-7610 on the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. You add your name, then B-Dub will give you the credit.
Our buddy JTR, faithful listener, he wanted a little start me up this morning. He's ready for the Royals season right here on Fesco in the morning.
It does get underway tomorrow right here on 610 Sports Radio, home for Royals baseball. And I'd like to think he's already wearing the powder blue jersey and sleeping in it at night. Matt Cotraro, the new manager of the Royals. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Terrific. How are you?
Doing great.
How do those powder blue uniforms look, and what was the excitement level from the guys when they got to finally put them on and do some photo shoots during spring training?
Well, you know what? They kept that kind of like off to the side. So the only guy I actually saw in it was George Brett, and that was pretty cool for me to see him walking around in it. I was wondering if he was going to grab a bat, but I actually haven't seen mine yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it's really cool, especially, like you said, to see Georgia. It's kind of a flashback to all of our childhoods, right? You're like looking at it, going, oh, my God, it's 1985 again.
Yeah, the pants were a little longer and a little looser than they were in the 80s, but they still look good.
I'm envisioning everyone was supposed to keep it under wraps, and George just walked around and didn't turn his back in. Would that be fair?
No, he was looking for where they were doing the photo shoot. He was on the way.
I got you.
So I heard that the kids came down to spring training, man. You're first as a manager. You got to spend some time with your kiddos down there. What was it like from a dad perspective to have the kids around and you're going, man, I'm the manager of a Major League Baseball club and I get to share this with my kids?
Well, you know, to be honest, it's just great to have them there, regardless of my job or the title. It's fun to have them. They like coming around. They're not, you know, like I've told you, they're not addicted to baseball by any means yet, but they like to, you know, their favorite thing was messing with Reggie Sanders in the clubhouse. He chased them around. They chased him around. They played lacrosse. They did all kinds of stuff. So, and my younger son, he loves to stretch with the team. So that's his favorite thing.
How old is he?
He's going to be 6 next month.
Oh, that's perfect. That is great, man. Like
the importance of stretching.
Yeah, early on in life. But no, just to have your kids there and like to bring your kid to work day, like we never really get to experience that. And your kids are probably at that age where they think it's still cool what dad does, where ours roll their eyes and don't care. Like you got a really good sweet spot going on right now with that.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a great age and it's a lot of fun to have them. I don't know if they really know what the job is or really care at all, which kind of makes it even that much better.
So what was your biggest, oh my God, I didn't know this was part of being a manager moment that you had at spring training?
You know, I honestly can't say that there was any one thing. I knew it was coming, but the worst part of it is sending guys down. That's definitely not a fun part of it at all. You know, the guys put in so much work and you respect what they do. And that's the worst part of it for me. But as far as I didn't realize this was coming, you know, I didn't really have any one specific moment like that.
For the fans, what would you say you've been around them? What, 32 games, 31 games in the spring training and everything else that went into it? What is the strength of this team? What should we be watching for?
You know, the thing that was really impressive, you know, as you guys know, spring training in Arizona is basically an offensive haven. You know, you're playing at the second highest altitude in the league, and the ball flies. You know, the fields are hard. You know, this year, especially without the shift, you know, balls get through a lot more. But so my long-winded answer is our pitching was really executing well. You know, the guys worked a lot on, as you guys have heard, throwing more strikes, getting in the zone more. All of that stuff was very successful in the spring. So I was really pleased with that.
And also, as you mentioned that was kind of like a little bit of a surprise with everybody saw Stamont getting, you know, sent down and the quotes and where he's got to work on throwing more strikes. And so obviously a big emphasis for you, the guys who listened and did what they were supposed to do, make the ball club, and they'll have an opportunity to compete here in Kansas City.
Yeah, and that's not an indictment that, you know, he didn't listen by any means. You know, it wasn't some sort of punishment. It was, we really intentionally this winter, JJ did a great job of creating talented pitching depth. And when you have more quality arms, then there's tougher decisions to make. And, you know, it's easily arguable that Josh could have been one of the guys on the team, and we have no doubt that at some point during the year he will be back and being a contributor. So that's one of those decisions I was talking about before. It stinks to do it, but it's a necessary part of creating a 26-man roster.
And sometimes, too, Matt, you know, like they get sent down there, and like Brady Singer did last year, figured it out, came back to the big league level, didn't want to be down there, used it to his advantage. How do you stress to those guys, hey, as you said, this is not a punishment, this is an opportunity for you to get better and then come back with a vengeance?
Well, exactly, and Brady's a great example. And to Josh's credit, he said, I don't agree, but I'm totally fine. You know, I'll go there, and I'm going to work, and I'm going to get better. So that's what a lot of these guys, that's what they say, and that's what they're going to do. I have no doubt about that. And the, you know, the thing about it is AAA is a tough place. There's a lot of good players in AAA, and I think, you know, the way our staff is put together, our coaching staff, he's going to get a lot of help. Dane Johnson's a great pitching coach. There's going to be a lot of communication with Brian and the big league pitching guys. So it's not like we're sending anybody out and just saying, hey, you know, we don't care what you do. We're going to have close eyes on all those guys, and it's a team effort.
You mentioned Brady Singer. Saw he got 5 innings in yesterday. Coming back from the World Baseball Classic, there had been, at least on this end, a little bit of question, like, did he pitch enough? Has he built up enough? Where do you see him coming off of that and then now heading into games to count?
Yeah, we were disappointed that he didn't get more opportunities to pitch in the WBC, but, you know, that's a win-at-all-cost atmosphere, and it's understandable. They were doing what they thought was best to win. And that's completely within their rights to do that, you know. And Brady handled it great. I mean, every guy that went, regardless of what country they were with, you know, they wouldn't trade that experience for anything. The atmosphere, as you guys I'm sure saw, was electric every night. Just to be around those great players was great. Now, that being said, I was ecstatic that Brady got 5-plus innings in yesterday, because we were probably anticipating 4 to 5. But having that accomplished yesterday makes me feel a lot better going into the regular season.
Talking to Matt Quatraro, Royals manager here on 610 Sports Radio. Of course, opening day tomorrow out at Kauffman Stadium. And the Daniel Lynch setback, I know it's not like, oh, my God, he's done for the year and all that, but still it's a little bit of a setback, and he had to change things up. How much did that affect you guys in changing things up once you found out about his shoulder?
Yeah, I mean, that was disappointing, you know, more so for him than anything. You never want to see a guy get injured, and especially at that time of the spring with all the work he's put in. But we were extremely happy that it was, you know, not a serious, you know, surgical or long-term shutdown. So that was the bonus that came out of that. Now, what it does, it in the short term, you know, we take a hit depth-wise. You know, and that's one of those things that, you know, you're just hopeful first few times through the rotation that nobody else gets injured, or, you know, things go as smoothly as they can, so we don't have to dig down to AAA early in the year for starting pitching depth.
Matt, what is the expectation level you're telling fans to have this year? When they go to the ballpark this year, beginning tomorrow, what should the expectation be for fans?
Well, I think the one thing that we can control is these guys are going to play hard. They're into the games. I was so impressed throughout the spring with what kind of teammates these guys are, the way they pull for each other. One of the big messages, you know, throughout camp was, one, we can never have too many players doing well. And the more you pull for your teammates to do well, the better frame of mind you're going to be in when it's your turn to perform. You know, things don't always happen on our timeline, and guys don't get the at-bats necessarily when they want them, or the innings pitched, or they have to go to AAA. But the better frame of mind you stay in, the better you're going to be when it's your turn to play. And I've been super impressed with that throughout the spring. So I would expect you'd see guys that are excited to be there, playing hard, pulling for each other, you know, and hopefully controlling the things that they can control on the field, making the routine plays, putting good at bats together. You know, that's all we can really expect from the guys.
And expect them to have some fun too. I mean, some of the stuff we're seeing, and look, I'll be honest with you, the interviews that we've done with the players have been exceptional. They've been outstanding. You can hear the relaxed attitude that they have. They feel like they're having fun again. Y'all went to Six Flags party last night. Like, it's been kind of like, let's let these guys have fun. Have they embraced that side of things for you?
Absolutely. You know, and you know, with that, you know, that's one of the things we've heard, you know, that they were hungry for, you know, but with that comes accountability, you know, that when they have the freedom to do what they think they need to do to get prepared to play. But with that comes accountability, and comes them holding each other responsible for those things, so that it's not a, you know, coaching staff keeping them accountable for everything. You know, we definitely work hand in hand with these guys to help prepare them. But ultimately, it's their career and it's their job to get themselves ready. So that you're right about that. They've embraced it. It's been a great atmosphere all spring. And, you know, when the season starts, I wouldn't expect it to be any different.
A really cool hire and an addition, and I think probably an important addition in the dugout, is Melissa Lambert, the new director of behavioral science. Why was that hire important?
Well, that position to me is very important. These players are under a bunch of pressure, some of it self-imposed, some of it external. And to have someone in the dugout that has some strategies for them to deal with those pressures and to relax a little bit, just to be able to have someone to talk to and to vent, that is not their pitching coach or hitting coach or manager, you know, because, you know, we all have stuff that goes on off the field as well, and sometimes you don't feel comfortable sharing that with everybody. But Melissa is somebody that has been in the organization, has done a great job in the minor leagues with the players, and we thought it was the right time for her to be around the players on a daily basis. I'm a believer that that's a position that needs to be with the team all the time, or if not all the time, almost all the time. Because baseball is an everyday sport, and things come up, things you don't see coming the day before happen today. And if you're not there regularly, you know, you just can't deal with them as quickly in real time. So Melissa's got a great demeanor. The players trust her. She's obviously qualified clinically as well as, you know, just interpersonally. So I thought it was the right time to have that position on our staff, and Melissa was in-house. So that's a great fit for us.
Matt, this is probably going to be the toughest question that you're going to have to answer all year long, or maybe not. When something goes wrong in the bullpen and Vern's questioning you post-game about why you didn't go to so-and-so instead of so-and-so, how do you handle second-guessing as a manager now in the big leagues?
Well, it's part of the game, right? I mean, for me, I almost welcome it because I'm learning, you know, and I think the moment that I feel like I have it figured out is the moment that I'm probably crazy. So that kind of stuff will make me figure out what decisions I should make. You know, and sometimes you make a decision that by all accounts is the right decision to make and it doesn't work out. And I can't second guess myself for those kinds of things, but making sure that I'm making as many of the quote unquote right decisions as possible is something that I'm going to, you know, put a lot of work into. Our staff's going to put a lot of work into and take a lot of pride in.
All right, how many family members do you have coming in for your first game as a manager in the big leagues? I got to imagine you got a lot of friends and family that want to be there to support you and love you up for this one.
Yeah, we're around 40, you know, between high school friends, college teammates, family members. Yeah, we're up around 40, so it should be exciting.
I'm guessing that not just an ordinary opening day. You'll try to make it such, though.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea what it's going to feel like tomorrow. You know, it's first time. But, yeah, it's going to be fun, I'm sure.
Yeah, just do your thing, man. Get the lineup in on time. Don't argue with the umpires over balls and strikes, and all should be pretty
good.
Keep
that pitch clock moving, right? Yeah.
Yeah, what did you think of the pitch clock? Did you like it?
Loved it. Yeah, loved it. You know, from the totality of the rule and the speed of the games and stuff, it was tremendous. There, you know, there's a couple little things I think that over time will iron out, you know, just little things. But, yeah, I think overall it was great.
Awesome. All right, good luck tomorrow. Good luck this season. We're looking forward to talking with you every Wednesday on the show, and we'll see you soon.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Take care. That's Matt Quatraro, the manager of the Royals. I'm excited for him. I'm excited for this organization to kind of have a breath of fresh air and start something new beginning tomorrow in the old powder blue jersey. It's going to be great.
Kind of like it. He's like, I don't have mine yet. That's kind of cool.
He hasn't seen it yet. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like they're getting their presents on Christmas or something.
You know, they're
going
to be like in the locker room today when they walk in for their practice.
And I don't doubt for a second George was supposed to turn his and didn't.
And didn't, yeah. He wore it home.
He's like, no one's going to say anything.
Actually, they had George break out the old one that he had from back in the day.
He's just wearing it.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.